السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. In the beginning of Ramadan, after the Tarawih prayers, we have been doing one or two couplets from the Khwaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh's Muraqabah of Maut. Last night, there being a new audience altogether, so we did جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے یا عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے. And now we get back to a few couplets that are still left here. We'll take one more tonight. Of course, we have discussed different angles, that whether the person is a minister, whether he is a king, whether he is in high position or whether he is in low position, whether the person is black or white, whether he is short or tall, whether the person is a Jew, Christian, Hindu, or is a Muslim. Nobody has got any kind of difference of opinion with regard to maut itself. With regard to death itself, there is no difference of opinion. Everyone in the world agrees that there is such a thing as death. The differences can be after that, what happens when the person after he dies, then what happens? So some will say he turns to dust and that's the end of his life. And some will believe in reincarnation. Now reincarnation again, if the person was a bad person, then he'll reappear in the form of some kind of animal or some kind of, say for example, a donkey or a pig or a swine or something of that kind. As a punishment, he will come up in a different form altogether. And if he was a good person, then he'll come and be in a good form. But now that doesn't make sense, because if the person was a bad person, he cheated, he deceived, he murdered, the person did injustice, he oppressed, he tyrannized, and then he died, turned to dust, and then he returned to this world as a donkey. So now what does that donkey know, that why he came the donkey? Does the donkey know why it was, that it is being punished because at one time he was a human being and he did injustice? Doesn't even make sense, not logical. And look at the Islamic belief, the person will be resurrected, will be given life again, and then he will have to answer for all his doings and actions. He will not be allowed to get away. Therefore Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives many opportunities in this world that the person must wipe out that slate. He must clean up that heart. And if he has been engaged in wrong doings, so then in this life, the person must make amends. If he has done injustice to people, he must ask for forgiveness here in this world. If he has been abusive to his wife, to his children, to his parents, to the neighbors, then now he must not wait for the hereafter. There the people will run from their fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters, wives, children, everybody will run, make nafsi. So the person has to make the amends here. In the same way, if the person has got namaz, goza, zakat, qaza, then he will start here. Yes, that is a different issue altogether, that on the day of Qiyamah, many people will get forgiven. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make the opposite party happy by giving the person great rewards because of some good deed that this person did. But that is like an amnesty. The governments of the time give some amnesty. If there has been inauguration of the president, then if they say 100,000 prisoners will be released on the day that there has been inauguration of the president of the country, so there will be a release of 100,000 prisoners. Now, does that mean, will any person in his true senses say that let me go and commit some theft today because tomorrow is inauguration, so I will be released tomorrow? Person doesn't do that. On the hope of release, just because there's an inauguration, and the president normally releases many people, so the person is not going to purposely go into jail, because he doesn't know whether he will be released or not. Does he know? They don't inform the crook beforehand, then no problem, tomorrow you must go and break into somebody's shop and hold up somebody, because 3 days' time will be inauguration, so we'll release you. If they have to announce like that, there will be no shop left unburgled. That is the president's prerogative. He will decide on that day who he wants to release, which categories he wants to release. So what do we know on the day of Qiyamah, which categories Allah Ta'ala will release and send into Jannah? And Allah Ta'ala will pay and compensate those people who have been harmed in some way with rewards from His side. And when they will look at those rewards, they will say, Ya Allah, what are we going to ask this person for? Justice now. Or where are we going to ask you to do justice and punish this person for the wrongs that he did to us? We rather take all those big, big palaces in Jannah. That is a prerogative of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He will decide on that day. We don't know. Therefore, when we say taqdeer, our risk is in taqdeer. Everybody believes, we all will say, our risk is taqdeer. But does anybody after that say, because it is in taqdeer, so why should we go to our business houses? Why should we go to our professions? Let us lock our doors and stay at home. It will fall from the skies and come into the houses because it is in taqdeer. Because we don't know what is written in our taqdeer. Allah Ta'ala has made this world a world of means, so we will have to go to the bazaars and marketplaces. One person wanted to test taqdeer. So whatever risk is in taqdeer you get. So he said, I'm not going to ask anybody anything. I'm going to go and sit down where the travelers normally pass. But I'm not going to go and work. I'm not going to go and buy food. I'm not going to ask for any kind of bread or sandwich or anything, nothing. And see, what is in my taqdeer I will definitely get. So even in Ceylon, like how we have all our petrol stations and service stations with their restaurants and other things. So even in parkings are like that. Somewhere near where travelers used to get off and open their picnic baskets, their picnic and then move on. So now he sat near the people that used to come. So one group came, they had a nice picnic, they didn't ask him anything and they moved on. Then another one came, again they didn't ask him anything, they ate to their fill and they moved on. Now it went on like that, he's getting more and more hungry now. He said he's not going to ask anybody. Finally he couldn't bear the hunger. So then another party came and they opened up the sandwiches. They made So then they saw him, they said, come join us, join us. And then he looked for that Maulana who said everything in taqdeer. He said, Maulana, one thing you forgot, you have to cough also. He said, you get what is in your taqdeer, but you have to do a little bit of coughing. So he says, you see, that is that coughing that we are telling you that you have to do, is to go a little bit to the bazaars. So just as we accept that, in the same way we believe that there is such a thing as Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala forgiving on the day of Qiyamah, many, many people will get forgiven. But can we say that we will be amongst those people? We don't know. So therefore, our duty is to do that which is right. To distance ourselves from that which is haram and forbidden. To do everything pleasing to Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And thereafter we do exactly what the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu ajma'in did. That they did everything but they still said, Ya Allah, make us maaf. We haven't been able to do justice. Not like us. That after a little ibadat, then we brag about our ibadah. And especially if the person stayed awake the whole night, so then now that became a means of his great status and position. So they didn't do that. They made whatever, though they did whatever had to be done, and then they still said, Ya Allah, forgive us. So death is a certainty, and we believe in resurrection and accountability on the day of judgment. So we have been discussing the different angles of accountability, and that whatever a person does in this world, or whatever position he reaches, or whatever kind of wealth he may have, or all the palaces and beautiful homes and cars, all that is immaterial. If he has got piety and taqwa, then those things will be of benefit to him, and then there is nothing wrong in making use of the ni'mas of Allah Ta'ala. But if he doesn't have taqwa, then he will leave behind everything here. So that it is not how much a person has or how much he doesn't have. Allah Ta'ala did not make that as the gauge. The gauge is that how obedient the person was to Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So the last what we did here was, یہ منقش سانپ ہے ڈس جائے گا, رہنا غافل یاد رکھ ڈس جائے گا. حسن ظاہر پر اگر تو جائے گا, عالم فانی سے دھوکا کھائے گا. یہ منقش سانپ ہے ڈس جائے گا, رہنا غافل یاد رکھ پچھتائے گا. ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے, کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے. ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے, کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے. بیوٹیفل اسنیک اور اسنیک ود اے بیوٹیفل اسکن از کمنگ ٹو ورڈ سمبڈی اینڈ ہی ڈزنٹ اسٹینڈ دیئر اینڈ ویٹ, ہی رنز فرام دیئر فور ہز لائف. So like that, it says, یہ منقش سانپ ہے ڈس جائے گا, رہنا غافل یاد رکھ پچھتائے گا. The person must consider the husn-e zahir to be like that snake. The beauties of this world, that which is permissible to make use of, the person makes use of. But that which is haram and forbidden for us to see, or those things which are the person's passion, but those passions are haram passions. So then irrespective of what kind of pain the person has to take on his heart, on his physical heart, spiritual heart, that he takes that pain, is because my Allah, if He is pleased with me, so then it is greater than even Jannah. And if my Allah Ta'ala is displeased with me, it is worse than the azab of Jahannam. So therefore he takes that pain, but he does not disobey Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because that is rebellion. That very Allah who blessed us with all the ni'mat and bounties, and we use those same ni'mat for His disobedience, that is rebellion. That's treason. So therefore, we must consider that as a munaqqash saam, a snake with a beautiful skin. And just as we run from that kind of snake, so we must make firar ilallah, or firru ilallah. Turn towards Allah Ta'ala. Change the direction of the thoughts. Talk to some friend. Read some good literature. Listen to some good tape. Even something that's permissible. Engage in that. Eat, drink, do something. But run from sin. Allah Ta'ala's wrath and anger is focused on those areas and those places of sin. It is just that Allah Ta'ala is very, very tolerant, very, very merciful, very, very forgiving, very, very kind. And He gives a long rope. One person stole in the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, or he drank wine or something of that kind. And he said, this is the first time. When he got arrested in court, he said, this is the first time I did it. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, the adatullah is not that you get caught the first time you do something. Can happen, but that is not the adat. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala generally gives the person an opportunity to repent, to make tawbah. And when they made some investigation, they found that he had repeated those offenses. But he was not caught. Allah Ta'ala gave him a chance to make tawbah, but he didn't do it. Most of the people, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must protect us, because we also become persistent in our sins. And the person who is persistent in his sins, he goes on and on and he says, I'm not getting caught, I'm not getting caught. There's no embarrassment, no shame, no disgrace coming. Then suddenly from out of the blue, he makes such a mistake that he gets exposed, and then he can't even show face to the society after that. Then he has to hide his face from society. So we must not take advantage. We must make tawbah, istighfar. We made mistakes, we are human beings. Make a lot of tawbah, a lot of istighfar, but there must be sincerity. How many times Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives us an opportunity to make tawbah? And He saves us. So many people are saved in such a kind of sins. But then they take that to mean that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has, na'udhu billah, turned His gaze the other way, so I can carry on. I'm not in the gaze of Allah Ta'ala. But then He is exposing Himself. He's on the brink of disaster. Then sudden grip comes, sudden grip, and that's worse. So make the best of the opportunities that Allah Ta'ala gives. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut. the person has to leave this world, no matter what he may possess or what he may have or who he may have been, in what position he holds. As I mentioned last night also, there is a full vase. Yeh ek qabr pe bekasi bas zuban haal hai keh rahi. Yeh ek qabr pe bekasi bas zuban haal hai keh rahi. Tumhe aankhe chahiye ghafilo, mujhe ehtiyaj bayan nahi. O you indifferent ones, O you negligent ones, Khabar is saying, O you negligent ones, I don't have to give you any speech. There is no need for me to give you a speech. Look at my helplessness. The Mayyat is saying from the Khabar as if. That means if the Mayyat had a voice which could reach our ears, then it is saying, look at my condition, what I was in the outside world. I was walking on the surface of the earth with pride, with arrogance. My heart was filled with malice and with greed and with jealousy. My lust and my evil passions and desires knew no limits, and I engaged in all kinds of sins and vices. Now look at my condition. And if it is a pious and righteous person, then he is enjoying. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala opens the door of Jannah. The fragrance comes into his grave. The grave doesn't remain like that 2x2 or 6 feet deep. But here we are talking about the helplessness, the khabar. Tumhe aankhe chahiye ghafilo, mujhe ehtiyaj bayan nahi. I don't have to give you any speech. That irrespective of who the person is, that is the end. The end. Total helpless. People with huge bodies, great wrestlers, world-class boxers, presidents of superpowers, kings of oil wealth. What was the final destination? Which oil well was connected to that grave? Which air conditioning was put in that grave? Tumhe aankhe chahiye ghafilo, mujhe ehtiyaj bayan hai. 1001 times I've given the example of this emergency light that we have. That they are plugged. So now it is charging, charging, but from the outside you can't see anything. When it is fully charged, and if the lights have to go off suddenly, ESCOM switches off, or it takes any municipality switches off, so then straight away that emergency light comes on, and the darkness is removed. There are two conditions. One is that it must be plugged in, and then it must be charged all the time. If it's plugged in but the switch is off, then to it useful. So like that, in this world we are charging our emergency lights with our namaz, with our roza, with our zakat, with our tilawat, with our zikr, with our ibadat. It is like charging that emergency light. Then as soon as the person is laid to rest in the grave, then that emergency light comes on. So there is no darkness for him. There is noor all around. The roza comes there. The salat comes, the zakat comes, fasting comes, everything comes. I just spoke about Noor in his grave. Now this NUR504, please remove your car. Because there's definitely whoever is obstructed, there's no Noor in his heart. NUR504. Dafn khud sadha kiye zere zameen, پھر بھی مرنے کا نہیں حق الیقین. تجھ سے بڑھ کر بھی کوئی غافل نہیں, کچھ تو عبرت چاہیے نفس لعین. ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے, کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے. دفن خود صدہ کیے زیر زمین. I think we discussed this, but in any case it came back. There must have been some reason. Dafna khud sadha kiye zere zameen. We buried so many people with our own hands underground. We put them underground. Phir bhi marne ka nahi haqqul yaqeen. Then too it seems as if we are not convinced that there is such a thing as mauts which will come upon us. All we need is every day for a little while, just close your eyes, 2 minutes, and picture that that is there. Now you see where the car is, where the business is, where the buildings are, where the gold and silver is, where the investments are, everything left behind. Nothing will be that person. Very sad sometimes when a person hasn't done anything, and then he leaves this world, and he's got huge properties, and big, big cars, and big, big investments. And he himself, if he's in Sakarat, or is a little before Sakarat, he finds it extremely difficult to leave this world. Extremely difficult. Because his heart is attached. So make use of the world, but don't let it get into the heart. So he says, Dafna khud sadha kiye zere zameen. Hundreds of people you buried on the ground. Phir bhi marne ka nahi haqqul yaqeen. Kuch se bar kar bhi koi ghafil nahi. Kuch to ibrat chahiye nafse lahi. So at least you should take some ibrat, some lesson for your ghafil and negligent one. Addressing us, he says, oh, your ghafil and negligent one. At least you should take some lesson. You are burying a person in a Qabristan, and all around you are also graves. Take some lesson, that one day we have to come the same route. Repeatedly I have said that remembrance of the dead does not prevent a person from making progress in this life. Great, great Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhu ajma'in with such remembrance of death. They were so pious and so God-fearing that they ruled over huge countries. They were in government positions, the highest government positions. Look at their life. Balanced life. They made use of the ni'mats and bounties of Allah Ta'ala, but they didn't disobey Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala gave them respect, honor, dignity in this world too, and in the qabr and in the akhirah. Great dignity and honor. They will be treated with like people who we call VIPs on the day of Qiyamah. Yet they reach the highest position. So this is what is required. And then you see the life will also become peaceful. And since there's nothing but restless, nothing. But nafs-e la'een doesn't allow us to understand that until the person finally is caught, is embarrassed, humiliated, and disgraced. Then he realizes. So why must we wait for that kind of a situation? Stay clean, stay away from sins, have khawf of khuda, have muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give the person the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai, akhir maut hai. This is what we have to do. That doesn't make any sense more. Whatever is discussed again with a new angle, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make it beneficial for me too and for you too. As announced last night, as before last, there are many brothers here who are from outside, from local. They've been going on and on about bay'at, bay'at. And I am one person that tries to prolong and postpone and delay taking the hand of somebody into my hand in a hurry. The person must first be convinced that he is making the right choice. Nowadays it is like a tashkil that we make, when I am bayat to so and so, you also become bayat to my shah. Whereas our blood group must meet. Can be the greatest boxer of the world, world class boxer. But if there is somebody requiring emergency blood, so they don't just take anybody's blood just because the world class boxer takes his blood and transfuses it. They check blood grouping. Sometimes it doesn't meet. So like that, when it comes to our islahi matters and our spiritual matters also, there is a need for blood group to meet. That means there must be compatibility. The person must be first of all convinced that he is making the right choice. And he must not rush into it, because this is more important than even when the person is submitting his physical heart to a cardiologist. Because if the cardiologist is a newly qualified cardiologist, and he's experimenting on this person, and then he feels that the most what will happen, he'll land in the Qabristan. Like that one Hakim Sahib, they say, anyway, he should pass from Qabristan and he should cover his eyes like that and move. So he said, Hakim Sahib, what is this? Every time you pass this Qabristan, you cover your eyes, Allah Ta'ala gave you sight, and you blindfold yourself. He said, the problem is that most of them in this Qabristan, my medication made them reach there. So I feel a bit ashamed to go past there. So at the most, what will happen is that person will go to the Qabristan. But if he has made the wrong choice, he's made a mistake in the choice of the Shaykh, the Peer Sahib that he has chosen, if the Peer Sahib hasn't got Quran and Sunnah in his life, and his maqsad and niyat is also nothing but the money, the property, and some people even ran away with the Mori's wives also. It is happening, it's so common. In the kind of abuses that is taking place in Nagaland. Wherever there is deen, there will also be shaitan. Wherever there are good doctors, there will also be bad doctors. Don't we get amongst the doctors also? So many other aren't they brought up by the disciplinary council for abuse. Like that, whether it's lawyers, teachers, doctors, in every field you'll get the good and the bad. And amongst the peer sahibs also, there'll be good, there'll be bad. Among the mashayikh also, some will be those who are really following the Quran and Sunnah, and their maqsad and niyat also is nothing but to connect themselves and those who become bayat to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. No other maqsad. And then they have also experience of how to guide a person, take him out from that ocean of sin in which he is drowning. Some people will have to be praised, congratulated and brought up. Somebody will have to be brought down if you've got pride and arrogance in it, or it could come, pride and arrogance. There are different situations for those who are the true mashayikh. And in every age and time, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keeps such kind of people, because the ayat of the Quran Sharif says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. Ya Allah Ta'ala, we believers, and join the truthful ones. So if there are no truthful ones, if there are no sadiqin, no muttaqin in the world, then the ayat of the Quran Sharif, na'udhu billah, will be incorrect. How can Allah Ta'ala say that you must join, but He doesn't keep such kind of people in the world? Can be sometimes a scarcity, person has to search. But if the father is saying that every morning you must drink 1 liter milk, tells his child, every morning you must drink 1 liter milk. But he doesn't provide the 1 liter milk. So what will the child say that you are ordering me to drink 1 liter milk? Where must I bring the milk from? There must be some milk somewhere for me to drink. So like that Allah Ta'ala is ordering to join the Sadiqeen. So there must be some Sadiqeen that He has got whom we can join. So this has become another field now. At one time there were not so many Peer Sahibs and Sheikh Sahibs and Murideen and things like that. There wasn't. In South Africa we had everything in stages. At one time there were not much Madaris, not much Khanqahs, not much Tabligh work, not much of publication, not much of this, not much of that, not much of kuffars, not much of ulama, not much of muftis. But as the time went along, now it got so much. So when there's too many also, that time we have to be extra careful. And who do we give our hand into? So there's no tashkil. Those who are kamil mashayikh, they will never say that I am perfect, I'm experienced and I am pious and I am righteous and I am really Quran and Sunnah, therefore come and become bayat on my hand. They will never make that question. They will never say come and come bayat on my hand. If somebody asks also, they'll say try somewhere else, go see here, make some istikhara, go here, go there. To test the person if he's sincere also and to make sure that he doesn't do it emotionally. Because this is like asking for islah. As far as fatwas are concerned, you follow any mufti of your choice when it comes to issues, whether it is difference of opinion. And this is, a true sheikh is not going to tell you, you must follow my fatwa. That's why you follow me. But when it comes to islah, then there the person considers his shaykh as to be the one most experienced and the most beneficial. He considers his shaykh to be unfaq, the most beneficial. There can be sometime in one city, in one town, 10 doctors, and all of them qualified from the same institution. And each and every one of them had a good qualification also. But if the person has got a heart problem, there are 10 cardiologists. So he doesn't say because all of them qualified from one institution and all of them are good, so therefore I must go one day here, one day there, one day there, one day there, and go to all of them to my heart problem. He will find out from people that who has had more patience and which person Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala put more shifa in his hands for the patients that came to him. One or two along the line could have died also. But the majority receive shifa, so the person will choose that person for his heart, physical heart. But he's not going to condemn the others, he's not going to disrespect the others, he's not going to degrade the others. He will respect them too, but just that he will say that I have chosen so and so. That's all there is. So this is what bayat is all about. So the person must look, he must observe, he must correspond, he must travel, you must attend some programs. You must be satisfied that he is choosing someone who is not concerned about that person's wealth and property and anything else. There are some peer sahabs, they also have a subscription fees. Monthly you must send subscription. Registration fee. This fee, that fee. Go out in the world and see what is happening. Then there is as if it's a sale. Tawises. This, that, nothing. Charge and charge and charge. No ikhlas. One person said, the one priest have said that you got 6 jinns. And it will cost you 3,000 rand for each one to be removed. So it will be 18,000 men. And I said, what must I do? I said, even if you had one, you would have been dancing. And you got 6 and you saw calm and comfortable. One would have made you dance. And you got 6 and still nothing is happening. But in any case, tell him, okay, you tie each one, show it to me. Then I pay you. And also negotiate some discount. Inna lillahi. Will that person learn anything from the Chinese? So we are very sharp when it comes to our businesses, we are very sharp. They don't just supply to anybody and just sign blank checks for everybody. They, why are we so sharp? In dunya we are so alert and so sharp. But when it comes to deen, then where is our aqal then? Tumhari aql duniya mein kya kar gayi, magar deen mein wo kahan mar gayi? Tumhari aql duniya mein kya kar gayi? Look at what was man made. But when it comes to deen, what happened to that aql? So just as they also, we make a choice. Who to deal with when it comes to very major transactions. In the same way here also, the person has to be careful, he has to be on guard. He must not make a mistake because his deen is at stake. The deen of the person which will lead him to Jahannam if he has to take the wrong road. And how many people later then they regret, why did I make this choice? So instead of that, the person must not rush, but the whole environment is such that there is a kind of a tashkil. People are going canvassing for murid. Come my murid, come my murid. The true Allah wala's, they are not going to chase. If that murid is interested in his Islam, then alhamdulillah. Yes, they have a deep-hearted pain for the ummah at large and for everybody. They'll make dua and they'll go out of their way to try and give nasihat and advice and bring the person out of his sins and evil. But as far as bayat is concerned, they won't rush the person into it. So So those who are deciding to take bayat, these are the three conditions. First of all, they must be aqidat, azmat and muhabbat. The first part is aqidat, azmat, muhabbat. Those two go together. That you must first be convinced, certain, that we are making the right choice. Then you must have that kind of muhabbat also. Shaitan did not have the ishq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That's all. He was an alim also, he was an arif also, and he was an abid also. But he was not an ashiq. So therefore, he did not obey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's command. So when the person is saying, I want to become bayat, then he was an ashiq. He must have that kind of aqidat and muhabbat. And azmat also. Muhabbat and azmat must go together. But that will happen when the person is choosing a sheikh who does not have any kind of greed in his heart. And his maqsad is to connect that murid also with Allah Ta'ala's treasures. That person has got his gaze on the jayb of the person, you know, the pockets of the person. How can he connect that person with Allah Ta'ala's treasures? He who himself believes that all my risk and sustenance comes from this person, these murids of mine. So then how can he connect them with Allah Ta'ala? Yes, that's a different thing. Allah Ta'ala sends through different sources. And he must be grateful, make shukr of Allah Ta'ala and make dua. That in all our activities, everybody, the parents, they become the means of providing for the children. So they haven't become Allah. But it becomes necessary for the children to respect those parents. To thank them for it. And be grateful to them. So like that, azmat, we're not going to go into too much of detail. I've been explaining this all the time. That there must be azmat, there must be muhabbat, there must be aqidah. And when a person now becomes bay'at, so then there must be ittila'. Mentioned the other night also that we can have some kind of kash. A person can, a sheikh, a kamil can have some kind of observation. He can see, he can sense, he can notice, he can sometimes get some kash. But they don't take that as evidence. They are not going to just reprimand on what came in their heart and mind. They are going to wait to observe and to see. When that person will make that mistake in front of him, then he will tell him. But they are not going to go and chase and go to every murid and say, yes, what's your problem, what's your problem, what's your problem. He became bayat. Now it is his duty to say what's his problem. We have all our doctors, specialists, surgeons. Now they don't go door to door. Say, you got any problem, you got any problem. Come to my surgery. What do you think of that person? Are you taking back and going back to the river? Any problem? Of course, that person will be very compassionate. Person will say, MashaAllah, at least you got someone here. So that is what we mean by Jamaat, going out, calling the people, creating talab in their heart. The Mashaikh creating talab through their bayan, du'as, and nasiha. That's a different thing. You have to tell them now, come bayat, that's a different issue altogether. Like that doctor who goes around or talks on the radio station or makes publications and informs the people that if you've got these symptoms and it is cancer, these symptoms and it is lung cancer and these symptoms and it is brain cancer and these symptoms and it is AIDS and these symptoms and it is something else. That is informing. Then we'll say that at least it's passing on his information and creating the talab in that person's heart. And now check yourself. Do I have this symptom? Am I coughing a lot? Am I coughing blood? What's the breathing condition? All the symptoms that they will give. So now if he's got it, now you must go to the doctor. So that is what we will do. But he won't say, now you must come to my surgery. Now you must go to whichever surgery, or whichever surgeon, or whichever specialist you have got compatibility with. So there must be ittila, in other words, information. After registration, now there's information. Admission, registration, that is the way. After that, you must give information. And after the information, now the person has to make amal on it. On the prescription, now it will be given, he has to make amal. The person takes admission and registers himself in the world's best university. University that is reputed to have the best lecturers in the world. Now you get admission. And after that he kept on touring the country. He never went in there for lessons. And he didn't write examination. So will he ever qualify? Now if he brags that I had taken admission in the best university of the world, what kind of university was that? That they didn't give me qualification. It was very stupid. After taking admission, how many lessons did you attend? And how hard did you work? And how many exams did you write? In other words, after that, now the prescriptions of giving up sins or of progress in the spirituality, now what is given, the person has to make some effort, he has to apply himself, and it's nothing. If the sheikh is a kamil sheikh, he looks at the condition of the person. He doesn't just give one prescription of wazifas, 10,000 this and 100,000 that, because the person will get dehydrated. As I mentioned that day, then when he'll get some bijli in his head, he'll think tajalli. Because of dehydration, now he's getting all kinds of vision. He'll say that I've reached a very high stage. In the meantime, he has become pagal. Now somebody said, how can wazifas make a person pagal and mad? I said, if somebody tells you that apple a day keeps the doctor away, that's what we heard from our childhood days. There's a lot of vitamins. So now this person says, it's a wonderful thing. Why should I not eat 365 days apples one day? Whole year's apples, keep sitting one day. So what will happen to him? So there has to be tadreej. The baby, you can't first just give biryani. Baby was just born, he said, give biryani. First day somebody gives biryani to the baby, what is it? First day, a little bit of milk, mother's milk, then some, little bit, you give some porridge and all that, some cerelac, and some other things, and then slowly the baby will be growing and now it's ready for biryani, then you give biryani. Like that, the sheikh at Kamil will take the person gradually. It's a whole process. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, with his fazl and kindness, he takes the work. We can really plan and program and say that this person will come out with you doing this and do it. So that is the final thing. There has to be tila ittiba after the aqidat asmat muhammad. Then of course, the person must increase his knowledge. He must not be just read wazifa. The wazifa also is not go to the seaside, stand on one leg and read something to wazifa. Now, here's how you can go to the seaside, stand on one leg at night, and the moon is out, and then read certain wazifa. Then you will get some jinn tabe. How was that bayat for the purpose of making jinnat tabe? Then they suffer after that. So ilm also we have to increase. Read the Quran Sharif, read the translation, read the tafsir, 1-2 pages at a time. Read Hadith Sharif literature. This is related to all our daily activities. Read some masail, jurisprudence and fiqh, some authentic kitabs on namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, buying, selling, transactions, inheritance, nikah, talaq. Read slowly through masala. Make your basic tajweed at least right, and be able to read the Quran Sharif properly. Learn few surahs properly. Make our namaz right. Put our transactions right. Put our dealings right. Then that is what is true bayat. Otherwise it is just barkat bayat. Barkat. People say on this. Some bayat for barkat. But then that's all you get back. So, if you wish to become bay'at, just listen to my Shaykh of the Shah, and also come down to the cartoons and very beautiful poetry on salute and tasawwuf, that what is really required from the Shaykh. We hope to his Shaykh of the Shah, the Ghani Tabram of the Tonight we work with Mawlana Mustafa Kamil. We will read it to us, inshallah. Mawlana Salman. Looks like it was in your authority to read it again. Our regularity of ساقی آجام الفت پھرا دے. ماشاء اللہ
This is a Ashar composed by Hazrat Mawlana. Taking over the Sardam Brahma from title Murshid said, Uttafasiba. Sankhya Jami Ulfat Pilade. Sankhya Jami Ulfat Pilade. میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے, میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے. ساقیہ جام الفت پلا دے, میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے. میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے, میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے, میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے. اور گناہوں سے مجھ کو چھڑا دے, اور گناہوں سے مجھ کو چھڑا دے, اور گناہوں سے مجھ کو چھڑا دے.
ساقیہ جام الفت پلا دے, میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے. From the ocean of love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the drink that you have drank. Now give me also a goblet, give me also a cup, give me also the drink of the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is what he wants. Now if the shaykh doesn't have any kind of drink of the muhabbat of Allah ta'ala, then where can he give somebody else to drink? Meri islah ki bhi dua de. That's all he wants. Give me dua of islah, ya Allah. Make me right, make me obedient, make me nek, make me salih. That is what he wants from his shaykh. ساقیہ جام الفت پلا دے, میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے. میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے اور گناہوں سے مجھ کو چھڑا دے. Give me such kind of prescription, such kind of تربیہ, such kind of علم, such kind of عمل, نصیحت, that I become connected with my مولا. That is what I want in my life. Everything else the person will get, whatever is in his taqdeer. He is asking for jam-e ulfat, for islah.
Saqiya jam-e ulfat pila de, meri islah ki bhi dua de. مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے, مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے, مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے. روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے, روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے, روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے.
حضرت شاہ کی مہم دفتر صاحب احمد برکاتہ میں شیخ مرشد, you can sense from his اشعار, his معرفت کلام. Now he's saying that مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت, روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے. Oh my Shaykh, I haven't become bayat to It is for bhankar. I must get hatred for every kind of sin. There must be a hatred, there must be a dislike, because Allah Ta'ala dislikes it. So therefore, I must also dislike, I must hate sins, abhor sins, distance myself from sins. Ruha ko meri aisi dawa de. Give my soul a medication for my soul. Such kind of medication that I get hatred for sins, hatred for disobedience of Allah Ta'ala.
ساقيا جامع الفت في لادي ميري إصلاح كي في دعادي وتقاضى أقر ما سيتكا وتقاضى أقر ما سيتكا وتقاضى أجر معصيتك كون مغلوب همة خدادي كون مغلوب همة خدادي كون مغلوب همة خدادي.
As human beings, there will be taqaza of masiyat. There will be some kind of demand of the nafs towards sin. Shaitan will tend towards sin. He will say, oh my Shaykh, make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That if there is such kind of taqaza that's coming in my heart of committing sin, so I don't become overpowered by that taqaza. I must remain dominant. I must overpower that taqaza. I must suppress that desire. I must not become a slave of desires. I must not become a slave of nafs and shaitan. I must remain the slave of my Allah. Huna maghluba himmat qudadi.
Saqiya jami'u milfata tiladi. Yari islaha ki bi du'adi. اپنی آہ سحر میں یہ کہنا اپنی آہ سحر میں یہ کہنا اپنی آہ سحر میں یہ کہنا اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے
اپنی آہ سحر میں یہ کہنا اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے او مائی مرشد او مائی شیخ ان دا دعاز آف دا لیٹ نائٹ اور دا ارلی پارٹ آف دا مارننگ ایٹ تہجد ٹائم اور واٹ ایور ٹائم وین یو آر ریزنگ یور ہینڈز بیفور یور رب اینڈ بیفور اللہ دین میک دعا فور می آسک اللہ تعالیٰ ٹو گیو می ہز کامل رضا دیٹ ہی مسٹ بیکم پلیزڈ ود می اللہ تعالیٰ مسٹ بیکم راضی ود می اینڈ دا رضا آلسو مسٹ بی کامل کمپلیٹ مسٹ ناٹ بی دس ناقص اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا. Whosoever is pleased with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala is pleased with him, then we got everything. So all our amal we must ask for raza of Allah Ta'ala, Allah must become pleased. Otherwise the person is making all the effort in getting nothing. Especially when there's a tendency to show riya, related in our ibadat, our zikr, our tilawat, our namaz, our khutbah, our imamat, our charities, our institutions, that kind of person, he becomes a little bit careful and cautious. So who am I doing it for? So ask Allah Ta'ala for his kamil raza.
ساقيا جامع الفتح فلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے Chen ki ning mujhko sula de, chen ki ning mujhko sula de, khwab ghaflat se mujhko jaga de, khwab ghaflat se mujhko jaga de, khwab ghaflat se mujhko jaga de.
Khwab ghaflat, dream world that we live in, to get me up from that dream world, world of negligence, world of indifference.
Saqiya jami'ul ulfat pila de, meri islah ki bhi dua de. Jazba se mujhko e mere malik, jazba se mujhko e mere malik, jazba se mujhko e mere malik, ahle taqwa karam se bana de. Ahle taqwa karam se bana de, ahle taqwa karam se bana de.
Jazb se ay mere malik, ahle taqwa karam se bana de. My Allah, how many times I have tried, but every time I try I seem to fail. But you have got the power of jazb. You got the power of pull. So pull us towards you with that power of jazb. Give us that himmat, give us that courage. It's like how a person goes into a lift and now he's got to go 100 floors, 200 floors. Now when he looks up, he says, how am I going to climb? How am I going to reach there? So that lift has got the power of jazb. You press two buttons, one button, 150th floor, and now they're going even higher than that in floors, in Dubai and other places. So the person presses one button, and next minute is here. Lift pulled him up. He says, Ya Allah, if man has got that technology that he can pull the man right up. But is it difficult for you, my Allah? That with your power of jazb, you make us yours from the Ahle Taqwa. Because if you're going to leave it to us, we will fail. We don't have the himmat and the courage. But create those conditions for us where we are pulled towards you. And we become from the people of Taqwa. We become from the people who are beloved to you. We become yours and we become ours. But that person has to step into the lift and press some buttons. Even though that lift has got that power, but he sits in his house and he says, I want to reach the 100th floor of the towers. Will he ever reach the 100th floor? He won't even reach the first floor. He must walk to the lift, go inside, press some button. Then that lift will pull him up. So we also have to take that step towards Allah Ta'ala with sincere tawbah, istighfar, repentance. And as a willpower, there's a poison there and somebody says, drink it, how strong our willpower, we'll never drink it. So why is it when it comes to sins? Why is it when it comes to evil passions and desires? When it comes to wine, women and song, then, and haram, then where is our himmat?
Saqiya jami'ul ulfat pila de, meri islah ki bhi dua de, apni akhtar ko ruswa na karna, apni akhtar ko ruswa na karna, اپنی اختر کو رسوان کرنا, اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے, اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے, اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے.
وجد کامل عارف باللہ, ہی سنگ دے اپنے اختر کو رسوا نہ کرنا, ان کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے. Don't cause any embarrassment and shame and disgrace to come upon your akhtar. And yet is an arif billah and the world is recognizing him as a person of very great taqwa and piety. So that is a sign of the true Allah on us. So we say, we take our name and we say, I will say, apne Yunus ko ruswa na karna. Apne Yunus ko ruswa na karna. Unke aibo ko ya rab chuka de. Ya Allah, don't cause any embarrassment, disgrace, shame and humiliation to come upon your Yunus. Conceal his weaknesses, his shortcomings, his sins, his faults, his mistakes. To each one, that is what is required. Ne akhtar ko ruswa na karna, unke aibon ko ya rab chupa. If Allah Ta'ala exposes the weaknesses, the shortcomings, and the faults, then the person has got no fish to hide. Everything comes out. One after the other it comes out. It's like the cat. Maybe a dirty example, but sometimes the dirty examples are for Islam. The cat every time, you will find it digging in the sand somewhere, and passing its stool and covering it with a little bit of sand. But when it covers it with that sand, then after that, it thinks that I have hidden, I have concealed my filth. Then after some time again, it digs somewhere else and conceals it. Then digs somewhere else and conceals it. And the cat is happy, all concealed. Then one rain comes, and all the filth is exposed. All the sand that it covered lightly over the filth, all moved out. And everybody is there now to see the different places where the cat covered its fur. Person commits sin here, he commits there, he commits there, he commits there. Allah Ta'ala conceals it, conceals it, conceals it. But when the person becomes persistent and does not want to give up those sins, then one rain can finish after that everything is closed. Then the person has no place to hide. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Allah Ta'ala make our deposits. Allah Ta'ala conceal our weaknesses, our shortcomings, our sins, our vices, our evils, our faults. Allah Ta'ala give us so much of His muhabbat and ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Maybe we become His obedient servants and true slaves of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Alright, now look. There's quite a number of your own that you come by us, so just stay where you are. I will read the khutbah. And then you read after me, what you say after me when I say, you're making tawbah from this, tawbah from that. As far as the tawbah is concerned, everybody can make the tawbah. In tawbah, there's no such thing that you have to be bayat to make tawbah. But when I say we're entering the silsila, becoming bayat, then they only those people who are becoming bayat will join. And also those who already become bayat, you can bring your prayer. There are lots of sisters of ours also, they have been phoning for bayat for us, so they have been informed that they will be tonight, and they are listening over the receivers, so you will also repeat the same thing that I am saying to the men for here in the masjid, and your bayat will be accepted too. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not take the hand of any woman into his hand. They came before him with farda. So those peer sahabs alone take that into consideration, and they take the hands into their hand, and the things that are happening, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make our deposit. Just in the front view of your company. And now this can put the hand in. Don't push him, be comfortable. For the light of me. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقد قال الله تعالى إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. Oh Allah, we have believed in you, in your angels, in your books, in your messengers, in the day of judgment, in life after death, in taqdeer, in jannat and jahannam, in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as your final messenger, the Holy Quran as the final book, and in all things brought by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will pray 5 times a day, fast in Ramadan, give zakat in you, go for hajj first. Oh Allah, make sincere tawbah from all sins, major and minor. Sins of our eyes, sins of our ears, sins of our tongues, sins of our hands and feet, sins of our heart and mind. Oh Allah, give us the himmat not to return to those sins again. We pledge not to return to them. Accidentally again, if we commit some sin, then we'll make plenty of tawbah. Oh Allah, we will start our qazas. We will pay the zakat that is due, fulfill the rights of people, the return to whomsoever whatever is due. Oh Allah, now only those who are listening there. We are entering the silsila, Qadiriyya, Naqshbandiyya, Saharwardiyya, Kishtiyya. Oh Allah, we are becoming bayat upon the hands of your insignificant slave that served you this day. Make this bayat a means of our hidayah and acceptance of our tawbah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا الله these friends of mine and others who have become bayat tonight and those who have become bayat in the past. Ya Allah, they have expressed a good opinion with regards to this insignificant slave of yours. Ya Allah, they have got ikhlas in their niyat. Ya Rabbi Kareem, isko qubool kar le. Ya Allah, make it a means of barakat for them. Make it a means of hidayat for them. Ya Allah, make it a means of progress for them. Ya Allah, elevate their status and positions. Ya Allah, those of us who are in sins and evils and vices, and Ya Rabbi Kareem, give us the himmat and courage through this bayat to come out of those sins and vices and evils. Ya Rabbi Kareem, remove any obstacles in their path. Ya Rabbi Kareem, put their love and muhabbat into the hearts of their parents and their families. Ya Rabbi Kareem, give them the himmat, the courage and the strength to throw out of their homes and life all those things that are causing such corruption. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make each and every one naik and salih. Ya Allah, bless them with barakat in their rizq, barakat in their sustenance. Ya Rabbi Kareem, bless them with 100% halal rizq and sustenance in abundance. Ya Allah, in sabko naik bana de, ek bana. Ya Allah, hum sabko Allah wala bana de. Ya Allah, with your power of just pull each and every one of us towards you. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, among them those who are of marriageable age, then they are in search of partners. Bless them with pious, compatible marriage partners. Those who are in search of employment, give them halal risk through halal employment. Those who have got other worries, problems, anxieties, difficulties, with your fazl and kindness and ihsan, remove their difficulties and their problems and their worries, so that they can concentrate on their ibadah, zikr, tilawat. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make their homes full of barakat, full of rahmat, full of noor. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make each and every one from the awliya-i siddiqeen, hum sabko Allah wala bana de, apna qurb naseeb kar de, apni marifat de, اپنا یقین دے, اپنی ذات عالی پر توکل دے. یا اللہ, those who are married, bless them with marriage of bliss and happiness. Those who have children, make the children pious and righteous. یا اللہ, those who are studying, give them takmeel in their ulum. یا اللہ, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa, whether it is sahar, jadu, what, jinn, whatever it may be, or physical ailments. یا اللہ, bless everybody with shifa. اے رب کریم, ہمیں اپنا بنا لے, ہمارا بن جا. There is no one for us besides you. In this مبارک month of Ramadan, they have become bayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, ان کے اوپر رحمت کی بارش کر دے. Ya Allah, ان سب کو قبول کر لے. اے رب کریم, bless each and every one of us with forgiveness. Cause your rains of rahmat to shower upon us. This night, beloved Allah, a few hours is left, just a few hours left of this Mubarak month. The days are going like hours, like Allah. Ay Rabbi Kareem, the day is going like a flame of fire that rises and disappears. The whole week is going like a day, and the month is going like a week. Ay Rabbi Kareem, so in reality it's just a few hours that's left. Give us the tawfiq to do that which is pleasing to you. May this Ramadan month, a month that is full of barakat and rahmat for us, overlook our shortcomings, weaknesses, faults, sins. We haven't been able to do justice to the fasting, tilawat, zikr, ibadat. Ya Rabbi Kareem, dar ke purkhata par kaha jaye tera woh. تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ و امید کرم آیا, ہوا و حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا, دل بدل دے خدایا, فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. Our heart is the figure of procedure. You can turn it in any direction by Allah. آج رات ہم تیرے سامنے بھکاری بن کر مانگ رہے ہیں, یا اللہ bless us with all the goodness of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, bless for us, bless the ummah with your goodness from all the mystic corruption, keep me as you ask for protection, bless the ummah with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. فصل الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه to wipe the tears of his face, so they will be said that one will wipe with an handkerchief or tissue first. Does not be the word of this. It is a bonus if he doesn't get it. So if it comes, it's a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. The real crying is the crying of the heart. So therefore, those who don't get tears, they may not get disappointed. But if somebody gets tears, then it is said that wherever it is part of the face, or wherever the tears are touched, it will not enter into Jahannam. So powerful is this. It can't be that Allah Ta'ala will save the face from Jahannam and put the other part of the body in Jahannam. But then inshallah, before the person dies, Allah Ta'ala will give him tawfiq of tawbah, that he will change his own life so that he becomes worthy of entry into Jannah. So those tears will be the starting point. Allah Ta'ala accepted me to not move. As for the details and what we should do, the whole laundry was established to start reading. Wazifas and things are dependent on every individual. Somebody is occupied the whole day, you go from morning 6 o'clock, or you return 6 o'clock, then you go right to children. Now this person is telling every day, he's sleeping in long wazifas. Poet and all the majlis every night and every day. It won't be right, he's got the wife, he's got children, they also got rights away. There must be a balance. Lots of people every night go out from Asar Maghrib, they come from God and they go. The children don't have any quality time, the wives don't have any quality time. So therefore the mashayikh who are kamil, they will always first ask, what's your occupation, how much time you have, how many children, the woman, after you've got half a dozen children, and the husband also is the first spot number one in his food and in his drink and in everything. He's so fussy. A little extra salt, the qiyamah in the house. And the person is coming from that time of husband also. And the children also. There's one crawling, one in the hand, and one coming, and one walking, and one running. And so many children. So what is she doing? So for them, they say, make the right meal. So they are like, I'm doing all these things for your family. I'm making the mother of my children, husband, doing the work of the house and everything. They are like, become peace. This is car time, I've got to prepare for half a dozen children. And my husband, I can't do much for him to do, I can't do much for him to do. So now they're standing with the stove and preparation also with the right near to you, and they say, well, you get this job. You're not going to give all along this for Huzifa. And there's another woman, she's a widow, or she doesn't have any children. Her husband also is in suffer somewhere, and she's alone in the house. She's got nothing else to do. Now for her, there'll be some other Huzifa. Or to do something else, or read this kitab, or read that kitab. So each one is curious. That's what was tilawah upon the person is informed. So for that, you take the address, you correspond, you got email address, you got my home address, you got madrasa address, so many different addresses. So it's not that we are hidden somewhere in the sky, you can't find that somebody jams. If you don't know you jam, you went right up in the sky and then you disappear. So everybody started getting helicopters and started going up and searching around for you. So they couldn't find you. You have gone so high. And after some time when you came down, no, I'm not going like that way. You have to search for me in the sky. Somebody wrote to Allah Rasulullah Ramatullah, Aajkal main aasman par ur raha hoon. He said, I made so much progress in flying in the skies. ऐसे डाले भाई जरा जमीन पर रहो ताकि तलाश ना करना पड़े रिमेन ऑन द अर्थ सो यू नो टू सर्च फॉर माशाल्लाह बस स्टे हैप्पी स्टे चीयरफुल स्टे स्माइल बिफोर अल्लाह ताला कि द फाइट द चिल्ड्रन एंड ऑल डोंट शो योर मिजाज एंड मिस्टर समबडी नो ग्रेट होली अल्लाह एवरीवन नो स्माइल इन हाउस Nearest God is from, greatest after Allah. Never did he enter his home but that he smiled. With cheer he said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to his wife, Abu Aisha and others. And then he even participated, he assisted in helped them with mundane tasks, which we feel very ashamed of. There is somebody else to see what will they say. Then nearest God is from the Allah. Helping him to some family in the road, sometimes he will speak his own cloth, sometimes he will sweep the house and then milk the goat. And even Islam, he could have had angels coming and doing it. But he never felt the shame. That's why when they say they sit all the time in some posh car, sometimes sit in a cheap